You're listening to Sphera Now, a podcast for environmental health, safety, and quality professionals around the globe. This is brought to you by Sphera, the largest global provider of integrated risk management software and information services with a focus on environmental health and safety, operational risk, and product stewardship. Now, let's get started.
Hello and welcome to Sphera Now. My name is Ellen Bremseth and I'm joined today by James Tirani. Now, some of you probably already know James. He is the other host of our Sphera Now podcast. He is also the editor-in-chief of Sphera's Spark magazine, which we are going to chat about today. So, the new Spark is here, James. Are you excited?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. This was such a great effort to put this together and the design and the information in this issue, I think it's our best issue yet. But I say that every time, but this one is definitely our best issue yet.
This one is really fantastic. Now, for people listening that aren't familiar with Spark, can you give a little bit of background?
Of course. So a couple years ago, we all got together in the marketing department and said, what can we do to really make our content shine? So we've all agreed that a magazine was the best way to go. And what we really wanted to do was go outside of our comfort zone and really take a look at safety and risk-related issues that are not your everyday EHS topics and combine them with our thought leadership. And that's kind of how Spark was born. And we're on issue 3 now, and we have a lot of great content in this fall-winter issue that should be out today.
And is there a theme for this issue or a focus? Does it kind of revolve around the cover story? Tell me a little bit about that.
So the cover story, we talk about integrated risk management 4.0. It's a concept that our publisher and CEO, Paul Marushka, developed over the last couple of years, and he announced it at our Inspire conference earlier this year. So we look at the way that IRM 4.0 kind of combines all the data and analytics and technology out there to really keep people safe, and it really pushes organizations into new directions of risk mitigation that, quite frankly, weren't possible 5-10 years ago. And it's really an exciting time. The cover story, we actually got a chance to go to the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago because they're having a new wearables exhibit. So we got to check that out, and we talked to them about how their technology or the technology in the exhibit can keep people safe. And we just started thinking about how that can translate into data and really creating algorithms, and we talked to a data scientist about how this all comes together. And there's a lot of great, great information in the cover story in IRM 4.0, but we cover a lot of ground in this issue, so it's not all integrated risk management.
What were some of your other favorite things that people can expect to see in the new edition?
So if we have any Food Network fans out there, we got to chat with Robert Irvine about safety in restaurants. So in case you don't know, Robert Irvine does this show called Restaurant Impossible, where basically there's a restaurant that's failing for this reason or that reason, and he comes in and he takes charge and comes up with a plan. They redesign the restaurant. They usually redesign the menu. They find all kinds of lovely things behind the refrigerator. So I wanted to find out from him what they do to keep people safe in that environment, because they only have 48 hours traditionally to do this, according to the show. So there's a lot of people, a lot of moving parts in a short period of time, and there's a lot of risk. So he has some really interesting things to say about just the construction, but also food quality and things that I wasn't even thinking about, like ingredients. So there's software apparently now that tells you which ingredients to use first so that you keep the freshest ingredients going forward and keep your customers happy.
You know, that's really interesting because, I mean, I think like most people, I don't really think about safety with restaurants besides, you know, no one wants food poisoning. Was safety something that was really top of his mind? Like, does it just kind of show that safety is so prevalent and worker safety, health and safety is in every industry?
I think so. I think I don't know if he articulates it on a daily basis and says, we need to do this to stay safe, but it was he clearly had a lot on his mind when it came to safety. And frankly, I don't think a lot of publications ask him those kind of questions. So I think it was a little bit refreshing for him too.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of kind of safety in different industries, one of my favorite columns in Spark is the film review, which comes with a safety review. Can you talk about that concept a little bit and then this issue's film review?
So going back to when we were concepting Spark, we decided that we wanted our fair share of industry thought leadership. We wanted to really tackle some of the more interesting topics in risk and safety. But we also had an idea to, let's add some fun to these issues too. So we decided that we would do a film review where we would rate the film based on obviously how good it is, but also what we see on the screen, how we would rate the safety aspects of the feature. And in this case, I was talking to one of my colleagues, Eric Anderson, and he said, have you seen the movie Chernobyl on HBO? And I said, no, I hadn't, but I really wanted to. So he said, you've got to see it. It's really what we do here, and it shows how important safety is. So I contacted HBO, got a review copy of the film, the miniseries, and I watched it. And frankly, I don't want to give it away, but the movie is fascinating. And Chernobyl happened when I was a kid. And for me, it happened right a few months after the Challenger accident, which was in 1986. And at the time, that was more important to me because it happened in the United States, and I'm from the United States, and Chernobyl seemed like a million miles away. And I never really, I mean, I knew about it, but I really didn't pay much attention to it. And then watching this film and doing some research on Chernobyl, it's amazing how awful the situation was and how much worse it could have been if they didn't take drastic measures in a short period of time. But they really didn't have a big plan in place for how to stop this thing. So they had to have these scientists figure out on the fly. And I think it was a really, really great film. And I think the review really goes into some good details about how safety plays a role in nuclear power and so many different areas.
I am definitely going to have to watch that show. I think one of the fun things about working at Sphera, you know, for us coming from marketing backgrounds, well, for you, journalism background, safety was kind of a new industry for us, but it's fascinating to me and everyone else that we work with. Once you start thinking about it, you really can't stop, and you just kind of apply it to all these different things. So looking forward to watching and giving a safety review of my own and reading all about it in the magazine.
Definitely. And I just want to say that safety goes to environmental, too. We have quite a bit of environmental content in this issue. Our CEO, Paul Maruschka, wrote a great piece for the United Nations, actually, about ways to crunch numbers to get buy-in for sustainability programs, which is really fascinating. And then I did a piece where I just kind of went around and looked at what technology is out there that really helps the environment. So we kind of came up with a fun title, 10 Ways to Help Save the World. And obviously, these aren't going to change the world drastically, but some of these technologies, I think, are really cool and worth checking out. And there's so many more out there that I come across every day that we're going to start profiling.
Just different little things that you can do, or more so technology aspects?
I never thought about things you can do, but certainly that's an area that we can cover. But more, I was thinking more about the technology that that companies are developing. And if you go on Kickstarter and you see all these kind of interesting ideas. So there's a lot of ideas out there. And I think it's such a timely issue that we definitely should be covering the environmental risk, and we do.
A little off topic from Spark, but I just wanted to give you a shout out for the Sphera Litter Challenge that you created. Going back to those little things that you can do to help save the world, make a difference one thing at a time. So James actually started this hashtag on Twitter, and it turned into this whole company-wide initiative. And could you talk about that? Because I think it's something that everyone should really get involved with and participate in.
Sure. Thanks for plugging that. So we had our sustainability day earlier this year, and we did a beach and park cleanup in the Chicago area, and then other offices around the globe did different events. And we've been doing this for a few years now, but this was my first beach and park cleanup. And I don't know, I found it really not only fun, but it really felt fulfilling, like I was doing something good for the environment. And so I took from there, I after the event was over, I started thinking about it, and I said, you know what? What if I picked up one thing a day and I could start a campaign where everybody just picks up one thing a day? Because, you know, there's 1% or maybe less than 1% of people who actually take the time to really do these cleanups on a regular basis. And then there's the 99.9% of the rest of people who kind of just walk and go about their business and they see things and they just leave it there because they assume somebody else will pick it up. So I thought, what if everybody just chipped in and picked up one thing? And if you could start it as a movement, then you're starting to clean up the environment and the communities. And so I've been doing it at this, I think I'm on day 70 now. So wow. I've been doing it for a while. I did it as a 30-day challenge. My original goal was to do a year, but I thought if I call it a year and I don't make it, I'd be disappointed in myself. So I call it a 30-day challenge, and I'm going strong on day 70. So every day I go around and I pick up one thing and I recycle it and I move on. And sometimes I pick up two or three things, but I only highlight one.
No, I think that is just so awesome. So if anyone listening wants to participate, you know, even if you don't want to share on social, if you do want to share on social, snap a pic, use hashtag Sphera Litter Challenge, or just help out and take, you know, James's lead and just do one small act a day that really makes a difference.
Thanks, Ellen. I appreciate that.
All right, back to Spark. So sure. You mentioned Inspire earlier in our conference, and there was a Spark booth at Inspire that I think was just a really great part of the event. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so we decided to launch the second Spark, the spring-summer issue of Spark, at our Inspire conference. So we decided to do it upright. We had a whole Spark booth, and we had the magazines there. We had the first issue. We had the second issue. We had some... So if you didn't get a chance to read the second issue yet, we got to interview Dr. Robert Ballard, who was the person who found the Titanic. So he's a really, really, really interesting guy. And I'm not just saying that because I interviewed him. He really is. He's a captivating speaker. So we got him to autograph some books and we had some giveaways. And a lot of people just came up to me and told me how great the content is in Spark. It was really wonderful. And it was great to get the Spark issues out there like that.
So where can people get their copy of Spark and read some of this awesome content?
So you can go to sphera.com/spark, and we've just redesigned the landing page there. So now you can easily get all three issues, and you just click on the issue, and poof, you can read what you want. And I just wanted to give a big shout-out to our design team, Mike, Eric, Jasmine. They do phenomenal work putting this together, and it's a lot of work. I've been in magazines for the last 20, 25 years of my career, and I know what it takes to design these things. And even, like, I guess I should give a shout-out to Stephanie, who does our web design as well. Just phenomenal work, and definitely, definitely check it out. And, by the way, I don't know if our listeners know this or not, but Spark is actually an award-winning publication now.
Oh, yes, it is. It is a content marketing award winner. And what was the name of that award?
So we got the Best New Print Publication Award from the Content Marketing Institute.
Wow.
I was not expecting it. I mean, when we submitted the application, I mean, you're going up against lots and lots of companies. It's a pretty big association. And to get the Best New Publication Award was very gratifying. And this team just does an amazing job with this magazine, and we're so excited about this new issue.
It's really fantastic. So again, if you want to read Spark Volume 3, which you absolutely should, head over to
sphera.com/spark.
And if there's something that you really like, give us a shout out, reach out to us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and use the hashtag SparksAreFlying. And we are excited to see what everyone thinks. Thanks again for joining me today, James.
Yeah, last thing, though. If you have an idea for an article, feel free to reach out to us. Just send us an email at spark@sphera.com, and we'd love to hear from you. We love to hear your feedback on the issue as well. But if you have an idea for a future story, love to hear it.
Thanks, everyone. Hashtag sparks are flying.
Sparks are flying.
This concludes the episode of Sphera Now. For more content on topics such as these, we encourage you to visit sphera.com, S-P-H-E-R-A.com. While there, feel free to click contact and submit any feedback on this podcast or any topics you'd like to see us cover. Thank you, and have a great rest of your day.